Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Women Radio. The goal of this program and every Entrepreneurial Women Radio show is to share practical and real-world success strategy and how-to tips for growing ourselves personally, professionally, and financially. It's all about women supporting women in business. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, this is Sharon Michaels, and I've owned my own business for over 25 years. I mentor, coach, and empower women who have chosen to own their own businesses to greater personal and professional success. It's working with entrepreneurial women just like you and me that I realize many of us are looking for role models, success stories, and practical how-tos for growing our own businesses. Let's talk a little bit this week about time management overwhelm. You know, I'm finding in my coaching business that there seems to be an epidemic of time management overwhelm going on in our world and right around us. When I say overwhelm, I mean the feeling that there is just too much to do and not enough time in which to do it all. Are you finding yourself caught up in an overwhelm epidemic? Do you feel you are managing your time or allowing time to manage you? Overwhelm can be both a physical and an emotional state of time management. Physically, there can actually be too much to do and not enough time to get it all done. I mean, after all, there are only 24 hours in a day. And then there's the emotional overwhelm that begins when you're feeling that there's just not enough time to get everything finished on time. So let me ask you this. Are you being realistic with your time? Or do you have a tendency to schedule too many activities into an unrealistic period of time? Or are you easily distracted by less important tasks or other people or things? And before you know it, time is gone. Time has gotten away from you. Or do you prioritize your day so that you keep the important things important? I'll take it one step further. Do you know what are the most important things of your day? Time management overwhelm begins as soon as you begin feeling that there isn't enough time to get everything done. Literally, you're feeling overwhelmed. So how do we gain back our time? Well, the first step to gaining back control of your time is you begin gaining more control by scrutinizing the day-to-day choices. Yes, choices that you're making. So let me ask you more questions. Is time valuable to you, or is it something that you're allowing others to control? Are you making wise time management choices? Are you allowing others to physically and or emotionally control your time? You'll begin feeling less overwhelmed as you begin feeling more in control of your choices. Your choices. Let's look at a real-world example. Let's say you have a major project due, and you're feeling overwhelmed with the day-to-day things that normally need to be done, plus the added pressure of finishing this major project on time. the first thing you do is to emotionally and physically step back and make some wise choices. Here are a few examples of wise choices. You can delegate some of the day-to-day tasks to other people. You can break down the major project into bite-sized pieces and complete one small piece at a time. You can say no to any additional time-consuming tasks. You can ask for help. You can see by this example how your time management choices begin with you. I'm reminded of this quotation. The individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. To be your own man is a hard business. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened. But no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. That was from Kipling. If you're asking yourself, what does this quotation have to do with time management overwhelm? Then it's time to look at how you're managing your time. I don't mean to sound harsh or insensitive, but basic time management begins with the value you are placing on yourself. Time is either something you control or you're allowing others to control it for you. Overwhelm is created when you've lost the emotional and the physical ability to choose the best use of your time. Now, we can't always control what happens in our life. I mean, realistically, we all know that. We can't always control the 24 hours in our day because life happens. We can, though, choose how we handle and react to what is happening in our lives, what's happening around us. So I'm going to ask you again, and I want you to think very clearly on this. Are you managing your time, or are you allowing others to manage time for you? A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Entrepreneurial Women radio programs 24/7 right here on your computer and also on iTunes under Entrepreneurial Women Radio as a free podcast. Keep up with me on Twitter, at Sharon Michaels, and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams. And in fact, check out all the business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.